which a lot of us would agree with. There's a bunch of other secret societies. One of the most powerful from the country's start was the Freemasons. Most presidents of the United States were Masons. And, of course, the Freemasons, they've had defectors. Skull and Bones has had really no defectors. Opus Dei's had a few defectors, but not many. The Freemasons have had many defectors. We know that the Freemasons, P2, tried to overthrow the Italian government about 20 years ago. Lots of Freemasons in France, Germany, and Italy. They're both Freemasons and Catholic, which kind of goes against each other, but the Freemasons that have that organization both in Italy and France are devout Catholics, and they're also Freemasons. The Freemasons, the Skull and Bones people, kind of have some holy alliances. You have a group of people called the Knights of Malta, which goes back to the Knights Templar. They're basically a good old boy network that does service for the Pope. It's mainly a charitable organization, but at one time there were about 50 presidents of countries that were Knights of Malta. Most of the Latin American countries, Prince Rainier, Prince Albert is a Knight of Malta. I think even Rudy Giuliani is a Knight of Malta. And Frank Sinatra was a Knight of Malta. And it's a secret society, but not sinister and not very politically oriented. Peter Grace, who ran the Grace Commission and helped the United States out in the Contra War, was a very active Knight of Malta. Ambassador Fitzgerald to Ireland was a Knight of Malta. And very, very, usually the presidents of Catholic countries like Spain or France, Germany, where there's lots of Catholics, are Knights of Malta. They're based. Three of the organizations are based in the United States, San Francisco, New York, and Washington, and the headquarters is in Rome on Via Condotti. Now, the Knights of Malta usually fight against the Opus Dei. They're both Catholics, but they don't agree with. Now, there's another organization which seems to be overt, but really has a really... I wouldn't say a secret agenda, but I would say a secret policy-making agenda that influences our policy-making, and that's the Council of Foreign Relations. Now, many of the people in Skull and Bones are also members of the Council on Foreign Relations. There aren't many Knights of Malta or Opus Dei members on the Council of Foreign Relations. The Council of Foreign Relations, which is based in Washington and New York and has offices all over, is really probably the biggest think tank influencer on American foreign policy over the last 100 years. Even though the Council on Foreign Relations has been overtly critical of President Bush, Bush supports almost all of their policies on immigration, on the NAFTA superhighway, on how to deal with Iraq, on how to deal with Iran, and so on. And more than anything, the Council of Foreign Relations is globalist and elitist. They would share the view of Skull and Bones that eventually, in order to eliminate war, America will have to give up its sovereignty, and everybody's going to have to be one country under a new kind of UN, not the current UN. And they chip away and they work away at what I perceive, this is just my opinion, as the sovereignty of the United States. They're willing to accept Canada, Mexico, and the United States as one country. They think they're usually smarter and brighter than the average person. They have distinguished ambassadors and former ambassadors, CIA, very distinguished academics. Every former president goes into the Council on Foreign Relations. Every former Secretary of State, head of the CIA, various policy making groups. There's very few people from the FBI in it, lots of CIA people. And they have a tremendous influence on all of our other think tanks, The National Security Council, which reports to the president, is full of people on the Council of Foreign Relations. They go back and forth. And probably they're the biggest overt slash covert organization. So they're very, very powerful.
But of course, they pretend to be very, you know, sort of open-minded, but their real goal is really to do away with national sovereignty and to bring about this world government. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. And when you challenge them on that, they laugh at you and they just say, look, we've got people with 20 PhDs here. We're a lot smarter than the average slob out there, you know. And they are chipping away at our sovereignty. Now, it's not completely sinister. They really believe in this. They, if you say, what about our founding fathers? What about the Federalists? What about Jefferson and Andrew Jackson and Washington? And they'd say, well, they were all Freemasons. If they were living today, they'd be for a new kind of America.
Will you hold on? We're going to be back in just a moment with John Quirk talking about secret societies.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
When they were more or less forced to go public, and now they pretend why there was nothing secret about it. But boy, you go back from 1921 to about, oh, maybe 1995, and you just never would find anything in the media about it, one or two articles, but that was it. But now, of course, we find out that every Secretary of State, every head of the CIA, every head of the Federal Reserve System, most of our presidents or vice presidents, all of the key people, certainly in our corporations, foundations, even in the Defense Department and within the military, are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Certainly, it is has a very excellent membership list, and its people, whether they know it or not, are being influenced to go along with this globalist agenda, which, of course, will end up with the destruction of America as we know it.
Yes, that's right. And they have a great intelligence network because they have enough contacts in the FBI and CIA to get anything, any background check done on anybody that's kind of trying to penetrate them or expose them or disagree with them. You see, Skull and Bones and the Council of Foreign Relations and smaller groups like the Bohemian Club, the Seraphists, which are basically female government employees, it's the secret society, Wolf's Head at Yale, which Mr. Woodward used to belong to, they serve Skull and Bones, and the Freemasons, they're interested in economic and political power. And they far, far ahead of law enforcement, intelligence, and they can push buttons to initiate criminal investigations by U.S. attorneys. And this is happening more and more to, you know, kind of block their opposition. Powerful. They're not really afraid of any different kind of groups that would oppose them because they're so insinuated into our government, whether it's State Department, Commerce, not so much law enforcement. It's mainly State Department, Commerce, the intelligence community at very high levels, and then, of course, Skull and Bones and the Council of Foreign Relations and the Freemasons have really penetrated the National Security Council. And the National Security Council is over the CIA and the intelligence community. They're based in the White House with the president. And they're all members of the Council of Foreign Relations. They're ambassadors, former CIA, former State Department, academics. And while they may disagree on certain little points, when it comes into the overall agenda of what they see, you see, they believe in the Skull and Bones believes in this, and the Freemasons believe in this, and the Council of Foreign Relations believe. They believe the only way to avoid war and even develop prosperity for the world is that the world must come together as one unit, one language maybe, if you will, one currency. And as you see, it's been moving this way. I mean, we started out with 13 colonies, then 13 states. Now we have 15 states and territories. Europe only has come together. They had individual states. Now they have 26. So the Council of Foreign Relations would say, well, Africa will all come together with 30 to 40 countries. All of Europe will come together. All of this hemisphere will come together. The 26 Latin countries, America, Mexico, and Canada will all come together. And then eventually these continents will join in a better world government than the UN. It won't be dominated by Arabs. It won't be dominated by the Security Council. It will be dominated, they believe, by one world people, most of whom will be in the American leadership, because we believe in democracy and freedom. And don't get me wrong, Skull and Bones and the Council of Foreign Relations, they believe in democracy, freedom, and capitalism, okay? Especially if they're in control of it.
Right, I think that's the big thing.
The Freemasons are a little different.
Right. No, I agree with you totally.
What I see happening is these secret societies, whether it's Skull and Bones or the Bohemian Club, Opus Dei, Knights of Malta, the Freemasons, there's a whole bunch of others, they're starting to work together against Islam. They're afraid of Islam. They go back to the Crusades, okay? They unified against communism. They unified against, before that, Nazism and Japanese militarism because it was getting in the way of their agenda, okay? So they, the United States defeated the Nazis and the Japanese. We defeated communism for all practical purposes. Now the next is...
Hold that, John. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show the victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now, our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last year. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website or more information, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report. I introduce remarkable wellness solutions every day and would like to introduce you to a few more. Mountain Red Deer Velvet stimulates your stem cells to heal the daily aging and stress and damage of everyday life. If you get Mountain Red Deer Velvet, you can rejuvenate your physical function, your mental function, and help your tissues heal and your organs regenerate. Allicin, a natural antimicrobial taken every day, can stop the stealth pathogens that cause vascular problems, that cause illness, infections, elsewhere through your body, and give your immune system a rest. And when you combine it with Better Than Greens with Allicin, it detoxifies, alkalinizes, and provides whole body protection from pathogens and illness. Order today online securely at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, or call us and place an order 9 to 5 Mountain, 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Take care and listen to the Nutramedical Report Monday to Friday, 2 to 4 p.m., and Sunday evening, 8 to 10 p.m. here on Genesis Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest has been John Quirk. And John, before we go on, would you like to get out your website? Would you like to get out any information for our listeners?
Yes, our current website is www.assetlocationinternational.com. And soon we're going to be starting a company called Biological Defense, LLC, which supplies very sophisticated kits for chemical, nuclear, and natural disaster and biological survival, and I'll be able to give you that in a couple weeks.
All right, fine.
That's
and I think I know there actually was a medication that was developed that would help people in case of a radiological attack. The military simply, or the Defense Department, simply refused to buy it, so it was never made available. Will you have access to any of that, do you know?
Yeah, our kids will have both medicine, suits, air purification, state-of-the-art, very inexpensive but high-quality products.
All right, very good. Well, that sounds exciting. Well, anyway, I guess Chris has been talking about secret societies, talking about the fact that so many of these organizations really believe in world government, which means the end of America as we know it. And, of course, in this wonderful new society, it'll be run by really smart people like those in Skull and Bones, the Bohemian Grove, the Council on Foreign Relations, Opus Dei, and the others. So, I mean, they're really trying to take power unto themselves, but John was saying that how many of these organizations are very, very concerned about the rise of militant Islam. And, of course, this is something that really wasn't a problem until recently, but over the last 10 years, the influence of radical Islam has been growing, and many of the Islamic people who in the past simply already weren't, well, they were nominal Muslims, but now many of them are joining this fanatic was originally a fringe group, and now I think it, in many of the countries there in the Near East and the Middle East, if free and open elections were held tomorrow, radical Islam would win most of the elections. What are your thoughts on that, John?
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, you have very secret Islamic societies starting, such as the Islamic Brotherhood, which has been impossible for Egypt to destroy. They've gone to the cell structure. There's probably 20 new terrorist secret societies that are funded by friends of ours, like the Saudis, through intimidation or extortion. There's secret societies. The CIA has discovered in Algeria, not just Egypt, the Gulf states, certainly Iran, certainly in Central Asia, there's more of them starting. And the problem with these terrorist secret societies, that's why our secret societies are worried, is that they have an agenda of obtaining nuclear or weapons of mass destruction. They have an agenda of pushing the West and the United States out of the wealthy oil regions, which certainly threatens groups like Skull and Bones. It threatens America. It threatens the Council of Foreign Relations and their agenda. So we're bumping up against it. The other thing that's quite interesting, because in my previous life and currently, I have a lot of contacts both in Chinese intelligence and former and current Russian intelligence officers. They seem to be more worried about the growth of America than Islam. They look at secret societies that are promoting democracy and capitalism. They fear Skull and Bones. They fear the Council on Foreign Policy. And they're coming back at us really in a big way, the Russians and the Chinese. So you have three kinds of major groups out there. You have the American capitalists, if you will. You've got the kind of rising powers again, China and Russia. They're forming alliances with countries like Iran and their old buddies, North Korea, Cuba, new countries like Venezuela. And then you have the independent terrorist cells that actually want to take over countries and develop and, you know, use nuclear weapons. So what I see is that there's a unity starting among Europe, America, parts of Latin America. There's a pushing away of Russia and China. We're not cooperating like we should against the terrorist target. And I see the rise of Islamic fundamentalism. And certainly the rise of atomic fundamentalism threatens Christianity, threatens Judaism, and threatens the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church, through Opus Dei and the Knights of Malta, the Christian groups and the Jewish groups are starting to form a more of an ecumenical base. They're coming together because they're afraid of radical Islam. And you're starting to see this more in the dogma and the encyclicals of the Catholic Church. You're starting to see the fragmentation of Christian fundamentalists. They They're against Rudy Giuliani because he believes in abortion, but they're for him because he's tough on terrorism. The Catholic Church is against Rudy Giuliani because he's for abortion, but many individual Catholics like him because he's a tough law enforcement guy. So you have fragmentation and you have unity. The secret societies, Opus Dei and the Knights of Malta within the Catholic Church, as well as the Jesuits, they're not really secret, they're really starting to form more and more against Islamic terrorism. There's a brilliant professor, Jerome Shaw, who's written quite a few books on Islamic fascism. So the Catholic Church is starting to organize. Rome has flip-flopped. They've, you know, the Regensburg speech, which the Pope condemned radical Islam, was popular, and then he backed down because he was afraid of offending the Muslims and kind of flip-flopped. But the masses of the Catholic Church, the bishops, the cardinals, the masses of Christian fundamentalists, whether you're Pentecostal, see the threat of Islamic fundamentalism. So everything is kind of related today. Secret societies, foreign intelligence services, the economic base, and then the dogma of Christianity is starting gradually to rise up against Islamic fundamentalism. And then, of course, Islamic fundamentalism, through their own secret societies, they're trying to overthrow the Pakistani government, the Egyptian government, and six or seven other Islamic governments. The United States is fighting them with money. Council of Foreign Relations is behind that. Skull and Bones is behind that. The United States is starting to fight them with more foreign aid, more military weaponry. We just sold something like $300 billion to Saudi Arabia, the Gulf states, and to Israel. And the Council of Foreign Relations supports that. Policymakers support it. And a lot of the Christian groups that will be voting for the next president are supporting it. So right now, the major threat is Islamic fundamentalism. And that is a threat to the establishment people in Skull and Bones and the Council of Foreign Policy and other religious groups. And so I think we're starting to see another conflict building. We have to be very careful in not embracing too many conspiracy theories, because it kind of undermines our democracy in a different way. You know, the paranoia and the conspiracy theories about the Kennedy assassination. Now we've got the conspiracy theories about 9/11. We've got other conspiracy theories about immigration reform and national health care and so on and so forth. And I think what you're going to see is a more coming together of secret societies in this country, supported by and with our intelligence services and military, because the general enemy is Islam, fundamentalist Islam. At least that's my opinion of what's happening today.
Well, how about this hatred to a society? That's probably not the right pronunciation, but this is the Iranian Shia Muslim belief that, you know, if they could only get a war going with the West, why, then the Mahdi would come back again. Is this a significant influence within at least the Shia branch of the Muslim faith?
Oh, no, it's part of the Quds, the Quds, and the belief in the Mahdi and the Revolutionary Guard, and the Quds are completely dominate Iranian intelligence and the military, and they dominate the Grand Ayatollah, who's actually the head of the president of Iran. And yes, they are a secret society, very secret. The Israelis have a lot of information on them, so does the CIA and other people that operate there. And the danger, the agenda of Skull and Bones is to make money and stay in power. The agenda of Council of Foreign Relations is to, you know, have a one-world globalist utopia. The agenda of the Quds and the Mahdi group is to destroy Israel and start the end of the world, destruction of the end of the world. So They all have different agendas, and if you go back in history and you read books on the Knights Templar, the Illuminati, the Freemason movement, these are societies that go way back. They all have had a different agenda, either religious, political, economic, or power. Most of the secret societies that we know about are not really secret anymore. They've been exposed, and that undermines a lot of their agenda. In Iran, they have spread their philosophy through Shia cadres in Syria, which is largely Sunni, in Lebanon, Hezbollah, in Hamas, the Shias there, and in other areas. This is why the Saudis, which are Sunni, are terrified of them. And so are the Kuwaitis and the Jordanians. And they have used subversion through their secrecy in their cells. And they are very close to overthrowing certain governments. They, if things don't turn around in Egypt and Mr. Mubarak passes away in the next few years, Egypt could fall to the Islamic Brotherhood. Pakistan is still very, very shaky, and we're putting millions of dollars in there. But again, the Iranians have influences in a lot of different places. And that's why if you look at the philosophy of the Council of Foreign Relations and Skull and Bones, they want to remove Iran from the chessboard. There's one Saudi in the Skull and Bones, and he constantly lobbies Bush, because he's a Saudi and a Sunni, to get rid of the Iranians, use our military power to do that. So you're absolutely right. I would say that the Iranians are not anywhere near as strong as the West. But if they get nuclear weapons, they will have a great bargaining chip.
Well, of course, there are many people, of course, are very much in favor of the war with Iran. I believe that there's going to be one. I think it's only a matter of time. But certainly if we do have a preemptive strike on Iran, won't this, of course, inflame a lot of the Muslims throughout the world, even though certainly there is the antagonism between the Shia and the Sunni? Certainly, if America were to go in and attack the Shias, do you think that, I'm not talking about the political leaders, I'm talking about the guy on the street, the average Muslim over there, don't you think that many of them are going to be driven into the camp of the radical Islamists, and really that we might very well see Pakistan fall, and Saudi Arabia and some of the Arab emirates fall, and maybe even, certainly maybe even Egypt or Libya and Algeria? What are your thoughts on that? If we attack, don't you think that many Muslims are going to turn to the radical form of Islam?
I think they could. I mean, I was watching Jimmy Carter last night on CNN, and by the way, he's not in any secret societies. Nobody would ever have him. But he believes that if we do attack Iran, and he blames the Bush administration for failing on diplomacy and negotiations. Of course, he didn't do too well. We had our hostages there during his presidency. He believes that, not only radical Islam will rise up. He believes that all of the world will be angry at the United States, even more than the Islamic fundamentalists. He believes Europe will lose faith in us, Africa, Asia will see us as bullies, Chavez will be energized by such a thing and spread his populist anti-Americanism more through Latin America. I don't think the whole Arab world would be unhappy if we attack Iran. I know that the Saudis, Kuwaitis, Turks, the Jordanians, the current Egyptian government, and even the Karzai government in Afghanistan, and certain of the individual states in Central Asia, like Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, they will not be unhappy if we attack. I think if we don't attack, we're going to give the Iranians the lead regional power position in the area. They're going to keep accelerating their subversion in Iraq. They're going to do everything that they can to build up Syria and Hezbollah to attack Israel, and there could be a wider war. So I think it's almost, Stan, like the lesser of two evils. Do you let Iran go ahead and develop nuclear weapons and give it to Hezbollah or a terrorist group secretly that could be used against us? It could come in on a container from Venezuela, or it could come in on an airplane, who knows, or it could be barged into Paris on a truck. So I think it's the lesser of two evils, and I think we will attack Iran, but it'll be a limited military strike to take out their nuclear facilities. If we show any kind of invasion, ground troops, or complete destruction of landmarks or icons or major cities, I think we're going to probably have the whole world against us except a few of our allies.
Well, the trouble is when you start a war...
I think the Pentagon has thought it out pretty well.
Well, the trouble is when you start a war, you never know how it's going to end. That's one of the big problems.
Well, that's right. And it could go into... It could be a limited strike and things calm down. It could be an accelerated war where the Iranians attack us with terrorism across the border. It could spread to Israel and Syria. It could bring in Egypt. It could bring in Jordan. There's no doubt about it. It could weaken our military position in Afghanistan, which is also shaky. And it could accelerate things in countries like Pakistan and Egypt. So you're absolutely right. I don't think anyone knows how the other shoe is going to drop.
No, that's what worries me. I mean, certainly the Bush administration hasn't got a very good batting average so far. But anyway, we're not going to influence it one way or the other. But I really appreciate so much your being with us as we delve into the background of these secret societies. And, of course, we've only been able to touch on a few of them. There have been others that we've talked about off the air. And we're going to do a program, I guess, in about a week from tonight.
There's more and more information on the Internet about Skull and Bones, Opus Dei, Knights of Malta, and the Freemasons.
Amen.
As well as the Council on Foreign Relations.
Well, we'll be covering that more in more detail when we do our program in a week. God bless. Thanks very much for being with us. Bye-bye.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's Aloe Cleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. Aloe Cleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with Aloe Cleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of Aloe Cleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try Aloe Cleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and before we got to our very, very special guest and good friend, John Quirk, I was telling you about the Lucius Trust. You can find their website at luciustrust.org, LuciusTrust.org. And there, if you look through this, you'll find that they will tell you exactly what's going on. For thousands of years, there have been these mysterious forces in the world. They call themselves the Masters of Wisdom, or the Ancient Ones, or the certainly the spiritual hierarchy. They are the leaders, the people who really control the world. That's what they say, not this is not what I say. And they are part of a spiritual brotherhood. The people who are affiliated with this are working towards a world government. And you'd be amazed at how many of the people from the CFR and the Skull and Bones and these other organizations are all tied into the Lucius Trust. And if you look at things purely from a political or even from a secret society point of view and do not understand the spiritual implications of what's going on, you cannot understand anything, because the Lucius Trust is a Luciferian organization. Now, if you'd like to know certainly about the Skull and Bones, we have a great four-tape set on Skull and Bones. We actually have the membership list as they put it out. We were able to get hold of a copy of it. We've copied that. It's available from Radio Liberty. We have a book called The Secrets of the Tomb, written by a woman named Robbins, who actually tracked this down. It's got some very interesting things in it, and especially interesting because you'll hear my interviews with Alexander Robbins on my four-tape set. Then we have, of course, Professor Sutton's book on Skull and Bones and another book called Fleshing Out Skull and Bones. So we have a great deal of information on Skull and Bones, which is one of the most secret of the secret societies. But then, of course, we have this great DVD put out by Alex Jones, and it's called The Secrets of the Bohemian Grove. You need to get hold of that. You need to understand that behind all of these secret societies are powerful spiritual forces. In fact, the Council on Foreign Relations is a front for a secret society that was formed in 1891, and nobody will tell you that, and most people in the CFR don't know that, but the people who are at the upper echelons do, and you can verify what I'm saying on page 952 of Professor Quigley's classic book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, suppressed for many years, but now available through Radio Liberty. Well, there's so much more, and we're running out of time. We certainly want to remind you that we are holding an all-day conference, a Radio Liberty conference here in the Monterey Bay area on the 28th of October. And if you can possibly make it, why, we'd love to see you there. And, of course, it's all day starting. Well, the doors will open at 7:30. We'll close about 5:30 in the evening. We're bringing in outside speakers. There'll be plenty of time for questions and answers. And so give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then I really am concerned that the war with Iran is coming, and John Quirk, our guest, believes that as well. We've talked many times off the air. And what you must understand is when this happens, there could be total disruption of our lifestyle right here in America. If you have not yet got your emergency foods in, we'll be glad to send you an emergency food catalog, but don't put it off. You need to have these things on hand. You need to have the ability to purify water, to store water, to be able to grind up your food. We offer a DVD called Sheltering in Place. We have a four-tape set on civilian defense, or a four-CD set on civilian defense. We have certainly the book, Nuclear War Survival Skills, and then, of course, we offer potassium iodate capsules, and we have a wonderful book on how do you feed yourself when there's no food at the local store. Well, of course, we have the book, Making the Best of Basics. So if you'd like to get these items, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then please go to our website at RadioLiberty.com where you can see our videos free. You can certainly listen to many of our radio programs, and they're archived in MP3, and then shortly they're stored there. And then read our newsletters. They will help you to understand the true nature of the spiritual battle we're engaged in today, and we'll be back in just a moment here at Genesis.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Listening to GCN.
We're looking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, today we have with us a special guest for the next hour, Janet Doman. And Janet works with a group that helps children with brain injuries. Now, we have one of our regularly supporters who had actually asked me to have Janet on. And he has a son, I believe he has a Mongolian problem. But, of course, there are many children who have brain injuries and autism. And one of the great tragedies is so many of our young people today do have brain injuries and brain problems, and Janet works with a group that helps these people, and certainly our supporter who asked me to have Janet on seems to be so pleased with, of course, the work that they're doing. So, Janet, can you tell us a little bit about your organization and how you're helping these children?
Well, first of all, it's delightful to be on with you. I'm the director of the Institutes for the Achievement of Human Potential, and we're in Philadelphia. That's our headquarters. And, we began some 52 years ago. Originally, our primary work was with 50, 60, 70-year-old stroke patients. But from that work, when we began to pioneer new methods and new ways of helping those brain-injured adults, we began to look at the plight of brain-injured children. And so back in the early 60s, we turned our attention to children, and we realized that most of the treatment that was being offered to brain-injured children was not effective. It was, in fact, treatment that was directed at the symptoms rather than at the brain itself. And, if the injury is in the brain, then we made the essential decision that we'd have to find ways of treating that brain. And it turns out that the brain is the most treatable organ, perhaps, in the body, because the brain governs everything.
And so how do you go about then focusing on the brain itself in the course of treatment?
Well, there are five pathways into the brain. We can see, hear, feel, taste and smell. And everything that you learn in your life and everything that I learn in my life, we learn through those five pathways. They are the paths into the brain. So what we looked at was how could we use those five pathways into the brain to stimulate the brain, to provide increased sensory stimulation, particularly visual, auditory, and tactile, because those three pathways are critical to human beings. Taste and smell, not quite so critical. So first we wanted to stimulate those pathways and to provide the brain with enriched stimulation, increase the frequency, increase the intensity, increase the duration. We also know that there are the motor pathways coming out of the brain, and those motor pathways allow us to move, to crawl, to creep, to walk, to run, and they allow us to speak, very important part of communication, and they allow us to use our hands in various ways. So we wanted to provide our kids with ample opportunity to be able to use the mobility pathways and the language pathways and the manual pathways that come out of the brain. So really, all that we do at the Institute, we design a program of sensory stimulation with increased frequency, intensity, and duration in recognition of the orderly way in which the human brain actually grows.
Okay, hold that up. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Okay. I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section at Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Morning. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Janet Doman and the Institute on Human Potential. And so basically, I mean, how many children have you treated so far? Or how many children do you have under treatment at the present time?
Well, we've treated over the last 50 years about 20,000 children, and they have ranged from, as I say, profoundly brain injured at the one end to severely, moderately, and mildly brain injured. So I think the range of brain injury is very important in and of itself. One of the biggest problems that parents face when they have a brain injured child is the diagnosis of that child. Because if you actually review the literature, and we do this from time to time, you'll find that presently there are some 350 different labels that are attached to brain injured children. Some of those labels are cerebral palsy or autism, Down syndrome, all kinds of syndromes. And when you step back from these labels, you find that these are not, they don't constitute a proper diagnosis. They are simply symptomatic labels. And as such, they are not helpful. You know, if you have a serious problem, perhaps the single most important first step is to be able to say what the problem is. And we would propose to you that each of those 350 labels, when we see that child, who may have, by the way, two or three or four or five different labels attached to him when he first comes, after a lengthy and careful neurological evaluation, we will find that child to be brain injured. And that's, we can tell how severely injured he is, to what extent he's injured, is it unilateral, is it bilateral, what area of the brain he's injured in. That constitutes a proper diagnosis. So the first and most important step for a parent is to be able to get that good evaluation and a good diagnosis so that they know their child doesn't have the dread disease autism. Autism is a made-up word. It doesn't have a very clear or meaningful definition, and it's a label. It is not a proper diagnosis at all. The kids who come to us with that label, we find in every case, are in fact brain-injured kids. And brain injury is fixable. Brain injury is treatable. Autism, as we all know, is incurable. It's a kind of a death sentence, or even worse, a life sentence. So I think the first thing that we have to be clear about is we're talking about brain injury. We're not talking about the 350 different labels that are confusing and that really mean parents spend a lot of precious time chasing their tails trying to find a solution for their child.
All right, fine. Well, now, is there a varied approach to each individual child, you know, as far as the treatment is concerned? And how would you go about taking a child who has, you know, just not able to read or to concentrate, and not able to speak, and they're 8 years old? What do you do with somebody like that?
Well, it's a very good question. And in fact, of course, whenever you're dealing with human beings, each of us is unique, and that's for sure. So there are no two brain injured children who are exactly alike. And yes, they do need an individual evaluation, and they do need a proper diagnosis. But I could certainly generalize to say that every child who we treat, we outline a very careful program, and part of that program is devoted to improving our kids' health. So we have a whole team that look at that child's physiology, and we ask the question, how can we make sure this child has a strong, healthy diet, a strong constitution, a very good environment for the brain physiologically? This is important because many brain-injured children are chronically ill. They are ill more days of the year than they are well. They often come to us having been on many different medications, some of them appropriate for their condition and many of them inappropriate. We have children who come to us on sometimes 3, 4, and 5 different anticonvulsants, barbiturates, sedatives, tranquilizers, and many of these things are very destructive to the central nervous system. So the very first thing we would do as part of our program is to put a child on a very careful diet and make sure that the child's physiology is in the best shape possible so he's ready to do a really good program.
Well, we should take a lot of these children off of their medications they're on.
Well, of course, those things that are inappropriate or destructive to the central nervous system, we would have a very careful program of decreasing these things and eventually removing them, yes. This would be done, of course, under the care of our medical staff and under the care of the child's own personal physician.
So you do have a medical staff then that works with you?
We have a wonderful medical staff. We have a neurosurgeon, a neurologist, a physiatrist, allergist. We have a doctor trained in both Western and Chinese medicine. So we have a wonderful, wonderful staff of consultants.
Well, now, how do you begin to certainly try to heal that brain or get the brain to heal itself? In other words, you're going to have to do something if we just continue giving that child a lot of medicines and, you know, wringing our hands, nothing's going to change. So how would you go about certainly then impacting on this child? They're 8 years old, they can't read, they can't concentrate, they can't speak. And you have a pretty good idea where they're... where the lesion is in the brain,
mm-hmm.
It's probably on the left side there. So then how do you go about approaching that child once you get them off the medicines?
Well, while we are making that very careful physiological program and a better environment for the child, at the same time, we're going to design a complete physical program and an intellectual program for that child. So that the child's program, his day, is going to be a balance between that very good physiological program, a complete physical program, and an intellectual program, because we find that with every child, it's important to balance these three areas if you want to get a really effective, intensive program and get the result that you want. And by the way, it turns out that brain-injured children, you know, it's assumed that if you're brain-injured, you're unintelligent. Almost brain injury and unintelligence are considered sort of the same thing. It turns out that there really is no relationship between brain injury and there's no correlation between brain injury and intelligence or a lack of intelligence. There's a gigantic correlation between brain injury and the ability to express intelligence. But it turns out that most brain injured children are not only bright, but they are very bright. So, yes, we teach our kids to read. We do that at a very early age, at the earliest time possible. If a child comes to us as a 12-month-old, he begins on a reading program. If he comes as a 3-year-old, he begins on a reading program. By 1962, we had literally hundreds of severely brain-injured kids who were 3 and 4 years of age who could read their heads off. And we had to ask ourselves, how is it that these severely brain-injured children are doing better intellectually at this intellectual feat of reading than their well 7 and 8-year-olds across the street?
Well, how were you able to get these children to read so well? You know, when, of course, so many other children aren't able to read. Were you using a phonics approach? Were you using some sort of reward approach? I mean, how were you able to deal with these children and get them reading?
Well, it's one of the easiest of all the things we do. Reading is not an academic subject. It's a neurological function. And it turns out that we've made a pretty gigantic mistake in postponing the process of teaching reading until a child gets to school in first grade. If we did the same thing with having him learn his language as he learns it through the auditory pathway right from birth, if we treated the auditory pathway the way we treat the visual pathway, it would be a disaster. No one would learn to speak English till they got to school. But the fact of the matter is, when we say to the tiny baby, oh, here's a banana, and mommy's going to give you the taste of a banana, and look, isn't this pretty? The banana is yellow. When we do that, we're stimulating the auditory pathway. And very quickly, the baby says, that thing is called a banana. It turns out, if at the same time we take the word banana and we write it in big red letters so the baby can see it, and I mean big red letters, 2-inch letters, 3-inch letters, it turns out that it's just as easy to put that information down the visual pathway for that baby as it is to put that information down the auditory pathway. The brain really doesn't care which of those five pathways we send the information down. The brain doesn't care whether it smells the banana or tastes the banana or sees the banana or hears the word banana as long as the message arrives. Now, we all intuitively and instinctively talk to a baby in a loud, clear, repeated voice. And so the baby learns banana. But, you know, in order for us to make books, when we started to print books 500 years ago, nobody wanted to have to carry a book around in a wheelbarrow, so we made the print small. And when we did that, we made it too small for the visual pathway, the immature visual pathway of the tiny child. So all we have to do is enlarge that print, make it big, make it clear, make it attractive, and teach it in a joyous and happy way. And the baby will learn it, and if it happens to be a brain-injured baby, that brain-injured baby will take in that information and learn it very rapidly.
All right, fine. We're going to be back in just a moment with Janet Doman, and we're talking about how you approach a brain-injured child, how you get that child to begin to read and to speak. And there's so many of the children out there who become almost derelicts. They're in a government program at a school someplace, and because the school gets a lot of money, they have handicapped children. But, of course, a lot of these kids are not improving as they might with an adequate program. We'll be right back.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
You are just a... with the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I had the best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Central, there are some brain injured children.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Janet was just talking about nutrition. And really, it's very interesting that her thoughts on nutrition are very, very similar to those that we've developed here just talking to experts in the field, and that is that our children are getting a lot of things they should not be getting. The regular prepared food are those that would have the aspartame, MSG, and other things in there that they feel that this food that the child gets with a brain injury should be prepared, should be organic if possible, but should not be prepackaged, and that, of course, the idea of giving our children a great deal of milk. Now, that's important. We see it on television all the time. You know, got milk, does the body good. Great slogan, but we are the only animal in the world that drinks the milk of another animal. Fine for nursing, the greatest nutrition the child can get, but once, of course, they're weaned, and then do we want to put them on milk? And Shannon doesn't feel that they should. And they feel that with a brain-injured child, nutrition is so important. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, it really is essential for all children. For brain-injured children, it's critical. Brain-injured children are much more likely to be intolerant or sensitive to foods or have allergies. And because of this, they end up often chronically ill. And, of course, if they're chronically ill, how can they progress? How can the brain take in information and use that information appropriately in the face of chronic illness? So it's absolutely critical to brain-injured children that we pay attention to everything they eat, to the air they're breathing, to the water, the quality of the water, every aspect. We carefully look at our kids' blood work to make sure that they're getting the nutrients they need. We look at heavy metals. This is now becoming increasingly a problem that we see in brain-injured children. You know, I think we're going to find that brain-injured children are like the little canaries in the mines, that those things that are in the environment now that you and I may be tolerating, the brain-injured child simply can't tolerate. And most especially would be heavy metals. So heavy metals turn out to be a very big problem for brain-injured children, and where we find they're a problem, we look for the most gentle and most natural way to remove these metals because they do affect the central nervous system and can be devastating.
Well, of course, I mean, we're talking about things like lead. We're talking about certainly of the other arsenic, things of that sort.
Certainly in the United States, lead and arsenic, but a growing problem around the world with mercury.
All right, right.
I would say mercury is the thing that we're taking the hardest look at now. Lead is a good bit easier to get out of the system. Mercury is very tough.
All right, fine. Well, now, how is the child getting mercury? Because, after all, there's no safe level of mercury. So where does the child get the mercury from?
Well, a lot of our children, and we do see children from all over the world, I would say one of the most common places would be from ingesting fish. And we find with some of our children that we simply have to take them off of fish because even as we're trying to pull the mercury out, they're still ingesting it. So I think those things that come from the oceans and the rivers, that's a problem. And certainly from pollution in general. Mercury is, I know here in the state of Pennsylvania, where we are, mercury is now a significant problem. We see kids from Hong Kong and Singapore and Tokyo and Osaka, Beijing. These places have very heavy mercury contamination.
Now, what about the immunizations that they're giving to our children that have the mercury in it?
Well, you know, this is an area of gigantic controversy. The jury is still out on why it is that so many of our youngsters are having bad reactions to immunization. That there is a problem, I think, is beyond question. The magnitude of that problem is still hard to evaluate because I think that a good bit of the medical establishment is really unwilling to take a good hard look at the evidence. And I sadly think part of that is that parents are not respected enough. Parents are not believed enough. And when a parent says, I know my kid was fine and he had this immunization and now he's a totally different kid, I think too often professionals scoff at that and ignore what parents are telling them. And we do that to our own peril because parents are not the problem. Parents are the answer.
And, of course, the problem is, of course, that the doctors are told repeatedly vaccines are safe and effective. And, of course, the people in government know that's a lie because they've got the statistics and they know the same things that Dr. Geyer found when he went through the CDC database, 27 times more autism if you took the mercury-laden vaccines than if you didn't. But how can they tell the American people the truth? If we told them the truth, they'd never trust the establishment again.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
You need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story. But the Fellowship of Faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with the Divided Kingdom.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Janet Doman. We were simply talking about chelation, and Janet was saying that with the brain-injured child, why, of course, you have to be much more careful than the average child as far as chelation and pulling these metals out. Of course, once you get them out, you know, they're going to continue eating fish or getting exposed to mercury, and it's going to come back again. So, but they're very, very concerned that the brain-injured child is going to have more reactions than the other children. Would that be a fair statement?
Absolutely. No question.
Well, before we go on, would you like to get out your address so that people would know how they could contact you if they wanted to?
Well, the best way to contact us would be to call us. We have a real live switchboard operator rather than a machine, so you'll get a real live person if you call us. And the number here in Philadelphia is 215-233-2050.
I'll give that one more time. 215-223, what is it?
215-233-2050.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And we have a wonderful website that's very rich in information. And that's simply our initials. Of course, www.iahp.org. And those are the initials of the Institutes for the Achievement of Human Potential. So I would strongly recommend for parents to visit that website. And on the website, you can get materials. I think the most useful thing for a parent of a brain-injured child would be to get the book, What to Do About Your Brain-Injured Child. And we also have a wonderful booklet called The Pathway to Wellness. And this is 240 things that you can do to help your child. And you can get that right on our website.
All right. Now, how does it happen that you're getting children from, from the Far East? Are these coming from China? Are they coming from Malaysia? Whereabouts are they coming from? And how does it happen that they're coming halfway around the world to your institute?
Well, we have been doing what we're doing for over half a century. And during that time, parents, we've had families come from over 120 different nations. We have a team of wonderful translators that we have developed over the years, so we have the ability to translate fully for the major languages. And, of course, we do have an institute in Europe. We have one in the Far East. And we do have a course that we give for parents of brain-injured children, and that course is given in different places all over the world. So our headquarters are in Philadelphia, but we do have institutes in other places as well.
And now, are the children then really are they brought in for a week or two to evaluate and then sent home with a program for their parents, or how does this work?
The first step is for parents to take a course, and it's a five-day, very intense course, and parents come without their children to take that course. And in the course, they learn about how the brain grows and why it grows the way it does. They learn how to evaluate their child. They even learn about a good functional diagnosis. They learn how to design their child's first good physical program. They learn how to design a good intellectual program and a wonderful physiological program, so they can take that program home with them and get started. Then once they start, if they want to bring their child to be evaluated and for us to design a program, then yes, they would come to the institutes for several days bringing their child. And if they then go home and decide that the program is what they want, then they would return every 6 months for a week at a time, bring their child, and we would reevaluate and summarize progress and design a new program.
All right. Well, now, of course, you must have had pretty good results to be able to continue doing it for 50 years. What is the potential for a child, let's say a child with Down's disease? I mean, certainly this is a tragic situation. Many of the people with Down's disease are considered to be, of subnormal intelligence. Can you actually help any of these people?
Well, it's a wonderful question. And I have to say, those kids who are diagnosed as having Down syndrome, of course, I can only answer in a generality. Each kid is unique. But if I generalize to answer your question, we would say these children have wonderful potential. These children are not mentally retarded. These children are very bright children. They learn to read. They learn to do math. They become very widely educated when given the opportunity. To give you an example, one of our kids who graduated, probably 20, 25 years ago from our program, as a little boy, he was on the program from the time he was a baby till he was about 6 or 7 years old. We just got, he's an Italian boy, we just got a clipping from a newspaper in Italy. He just got his PhD, I think in economics, I believe it was economics. So that's pretty good, I think. And that wasn't in a special school. That was in a real university. So I think the idea that these children are somehow tragic and destined to live out their lives warehoused and forgotten is a really medieval idea. And I certainly hope to live long enough to see that idea completely wiped off the face of the earth.
Well, it's really, it comes to mind, I graduated from medical school 55, 56 years ago, but when I remember in our senior year, one of our medical students, his wife had a child with Down's disease. And of course, everybody with class felt very sorry for them, and the counselors at that time said, look, don't take the child home, put it in an institution. It'll destroy your life. You can't take care of the child. And they'll be taken care of in the state institution. And that is really what happened at that time. You had institutions just filled with people with Down's disease, and they lived until they were maybe 15 or 20, and then they died. I mean, that was just the way that it was. But, the thing that perhaps some of the brilliant people of that era were really wrong. There was something that could be done.
Well, of course. And, I mean, it's just such an ancient notion that, oh, my goodness, if the brain is hurt, there's nothing you can do. That's really a notion from the 19th century, not even the 20th century. We know that the brain has tremendous plasticity. Even now, I think neuroplasticity is a widely accepted notion in 2007 and has been for probably the last two or three decades. Now we have neurogenesis, the work of Dr. Gage and others, showing us that not only is the brain a tremendously plastic and flexible and able to change and to learn, but that actually the brain can experience the growth of cells in some instances, and that was beyond our wildest dreams when we began that could be true. So the notion that if you have even a severe or profound injury, that you're hopeless and you should be locked up forever. And by the way, even if a child didn't have much hope, why would we lock him up and put them away? Why would we do that? I mean, when do we become heroes for leaving our wounded behind?
Well, certainly, you are in the front lines of this battle for the hearts of these children. And really, there's nothing more tragic or emotional than the thought of an injured child, and certainly becoming injured for no reason at all, and then, of course, being abandoned by our medical programs. But certainly, we see so often talks. Maybe about 3 or 4 months ago, we had a massive campaign all across America talking about autism. Oh, we've had this terrible epidemic. 1 in 150 children has autism, and we want you to know that the one thing we want you to know is it didn't come from taking vaccines. And what do we want you to do? We want you to just put them in treatment. But the treatment really was the standard treatment that was not going to help these kids. Maybe they'd learn to function a little bit better in society, but they were still not getting the sort of specialized program that you're offering. What do they usually do in schools or in these programs, the general programs, unlike yours?
Well, I can't answer for the programs that are out there other than our own. But again, that group of children who are generally labeled autistic, again, these children are not only intelligent, but they are highly intelligent. They can learn to read very rapidly. Their ability to understand, to comprehend, to problem solve is very high. And they have, as a group, they have very large physiological problems. They often have pretty significant respiratory problems. And we haven't talked about respiration, but breathing, of course, is basic to all human function. Brain injured children have very significant problems with breathing, and some so significant that they live in a kind of chronic hypoxia because they're never quite getting enough oxygen to the brain, and this creates, of course, an ongoing problem for the brain injured child.
So what do you do? How do you counter that?
Well, we have some very wonderful, simple techniques that we have developed to increase oxygen to the brain. And these are based on really increasing the levels of carbon dioxide so that you get vasodilation and therefore more oxygen to the brain. This is based on the work of the great genius Temple Fay, a wonderful neurosurgeon here in Philadelphia, and kind of a legend here in Philadelphia, as he should be, because he was a man many, many years before his time. And that increased oxygen to the brain, since oxygen is primary nutrient of the brain, that increased oxygen makes a gigantic difference for the brain injured child. We also will literally pattern the breathing of our children. Brain injured children have very immature, irregular, and erratic breathing patterns. And when we give them a good physical program where they have the opportunity to crawl, to creep, to walk better, and to run, depending on the level of mobility they have when they arrive, you see their breathing get deeper, more regular, more mature. Let's take those Down syndrome children. Very frequently we get them crawling, then we get them creeping, then we get them up walking and running. And, you know, if you're a four-year-old and you can run a mile, that's very good for your respiration. And by the way, the face of such a child will begin to change dramatically because function determines structure. And as that little Down syndrome child begins to run a mile, all of a sudden Mother Nature says, well, you know, if we're going to be running all the time, we're going to have something better than a little button nose. And you see the whole bridge of the nose change. And when it does, the whole face of that child becomes quite different. So that classical look that we associate with Down syndrome begins to change because function determines structure.
And how do you get that child to run a mile? I mean, do somebody run with them? How do you motivate them to do it?
Of course, mother or dad or older brother or older sister. You know, once you teach parents what can happen. You know, when parents come to us, as I said earlier, parents are not the problem. In our experience, parents are the answer. And when you teach them how the brain grows, when you show them what's possible for their child, they become the most wonderful and enthusiastic teachers that you can imagine. After all, no one knows the child better than mother and father. No one loves them more. And it turns out, nobody knows mother and father better than the kid, and he adores them. Well, what do you think if you put the world's best student with the world's best teacher, if you put them together? I think it's pretty clear something very good is going to happen, and that's exactly what does happen. So, yes, it's the mothers who coach those 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds and 8-year-olds to run.
And, of course, there must be a very, very time-consuming program, though, for the parents.
Well, as I say, a gigantic problem requires a gigantic solution. And, yes, it's a very intense program. We pretty much design the day so that from the time a youngster wakes up until he goes to bed, he's doing something good to stimulate his brain.
And, of course, the whole idea is to get that brain functioning and then to feed as many impulses into it as you can. And did those impulses then help the pathways of the brain to develop better?
Absolutely right.
All right. Well, I think it's really a fascinating situation. The fact you've been around for 50 years with this, Janet, suggests that your organization certainly is getting excellent results. The people who are coming from the Orient, we had asked you earlier, are they coming from Malaysia? Are they coming from communist China? Or are you getting people actually out of communist China today?
Well, you know, it's interesting you should ask. Of course, we've had families from Taiwan and Hong Kong for some time, but we are now, just now, beginning to get families from Beijing. And in fact, I was there in July lecturing for 3 days and seeing kids there. And yes, they are beginning to come from mainland China, and that's very exciting. And by the way, those families look exactly like a family from Italy or a family from Mexico or a family from Japan. Our parents, no matter what culture, no matter what language, they all put their kids first. They all have their priorities straight.
Well, I'm sure they do, and of course that's what it's really all about, and there's nobody who loves the child more than the parents, and that's why this idea of just warehousing them, which was done very, very frequently 55 years ago, and I don't know so much about what's going on today. Is this still actually taking place some places in the world?
Well, I'm sorry to say that, yes, in fact it is. It still happens in the United States. Parents are still regularly told if they have a little Veros kid. In fact, it's commonplace now that a mother may be asked to have an amniocentesis when she's pregnant, and if they discover that the baby is a Down's baby, mother will almost always be asked if she wants to abort the baby. And our mothers are horrified by that proposal. They write and say, can I get my baby on the waiting list in utero? And of course, we are thrilled because they're parents taking what could have been a disaster and turning it around into something absolutely.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
discover how affordable it can be to renew your kitchen with Sears. Choose from remodeling your entire kitchen or simply refacing your existing cabinets. Sears has a perfect solution for you and can give you a custom-designed look to match any budget. Count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free in-home design consultation. Call right now to save $500 on the price of your new kitchen. Hurry. Offer ends 12-107. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing and kitchen remodeling from Sears. Call now for your free in-home design consultation and to save $500. Call 1-800-300-8069. That's 1-800-300-8069. 1-800-300-8069. Sears, where it begins.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
God bless. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest has been Joan Dahlman, and of course, she's from the Institute for the Achievement of Human Potential. The Institute for the Achievement of Human Potential, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Janet, and what a terrible thing it is today to waste a child's mind, and yet, of course, there is an organized effort on the part of, certain people at the Centers for Disease Control and the NIH, and to actually block the effective treatments for these children who are autistic. And certainly we have known some amazing, amazing stories of the improvement of the autistic child, but not if they are doing what, of course, we're being told by government agencies. Government agencies who created the problem and then are concealing the truth from the American people. If you'd like to know more, you certainly need to get our 4-tape set on autism. That's the 4-tape set we have on autism, or it's available with CDCs. CDs, I should say. Not CDC, CDs. And, of course, if you want to know about the CDC, you need to read my book, AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic. It was the story of my battle with organized medicine, starting back in 1986, over a decade, trying to stop the spread of the AIDS disease. The epidemic was totally unnecessary, and almost 30 or 40 million people have died throughout the world, and places like, of course, the Botswana today, 46% of the pregnant women are infected, and that's a very successful genocidal policy, or a totally failed public health policy. It was a failed policy. You'd try to do better, you'd change what you're doing, but they're not changing what they're doing. They know what they're doing. You really need, of course, to get my talk on Nundare College Genocide. It's a talk we gave, and then, of course, we have another, something more elaborate talk called Planned Population Reduction. Planned Population Reduction. They're both on DVD. And then, of course, I think you can actually see my Nundare College Genocide at our website. We hope you'll want to get the book from, by me, the DVD from us, by calling 1-800-544-8927. One of the most interesting talks we've had was given by Dr. David Ayoub 2 years ago at our seminar, and his talk, Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda. And if you get the DVD, you get a CD-ROM with literally thousands of pages of scientific studies, at least 1,000 pages of scientific studies going into the background of the relationship between mercury and autism. They know that. But then if you water her children, Do you know a better way than to inject them with a deadly toxin? The thimerosal is just like methylate. Methylate you can't buy anymore. It was too toxic to put on the skin. But it's all right to inject into a child over and over and over again. And even though they tell you that they've taken the mercury out of our childhood vaccines, they've left it in vaccines they give to children, and that's why they're so insistent that both children and the elderly get their influenza shots, knowing full well, of course, that this predisposes the elderly to Alzheimer's disease. And if you'd like Dr. Fudenberg's work, we'll be glad to send it to you. You can get it on the Internet, or we'll be glad to send you the page from his website. Points out 1,000% increase in the incidence of Alzheimer's disease if you can talk to people, the elderly people, into taking their influenza shots. But you see, there are too many people in the world. They're going to bankrupt Social Security. Could anybody be that crash and indifferent to human suffering? The answer is absolutely yes. Almost 1 million people have died in Iraq as we went over there to free the people and liberate them. And, of course, we can give you similar horror stories. Probably 100 million people have died in communist China because we brought the communist government to power. If you doubt that, you need, of course, to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Remember, we are having an all-day conference at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course on the 28th of October. That's a little over 2.5 weeks away. That's October the 28th. We do hope you can come. And, of course, we're bringing in some excellent outside speakers. We will be serving lunch. You'll have to have a reservation. So give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet.